Please stand.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the town of Whitwell. We thank you for the people here assembled. We ask your blessing on the words that are going to be spoken today. We ask your guidance and your help. We also thank you for the place of the Sequatchie Valley that kept us safe through all the storms this week. And we ask for your loving grace on those that are having a hard time, whether it be in Georgia or Alabama or Florida or Texas. But most of all, we ask you to be here tonight so that we can feel your presence and not only do the work of the city, but your work also. Amen.
I'm governed, face to clay. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Certification requirements of sunshine law.
Yes, we have.
Roll call.
Mayor Hooper.
Here.
Commissioner Crabtree.
Here.
Commissioner Parker.
Here.
Commissioner Adderton. Commissioner Vice Mayor Nunley.
Here.
Sorry. City Manager Mr. Mistro.
Here.
And Ms. Willis is our city attorney. Here.
All right. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting?
I make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. New business. I want to say a couple of things before we start. Number one, I've never heard so many positive comments about Labor Day. So thank you to the park board and the fire department and everybody else who worked like dogs. I was really impressed by the big splash that Mr. Mistro made in the dunk tank. I think we're still getting shockwaves from that. At any rate, it was, I think it was a rousing success. We almost took in as much money as we spent, which is a miracle because before we've always spent four times what we took in. So I'm totally very much pleased. I also want to thank you for the flowers that you sent. They're still beautiful. And we need to, as a commission, set a date for Mr. Mistro's quarterly evaluation so that we can all be here. So if you take out your calendars, and let's find a day.
Could we not do it the 30th when we're meeting for the five-year plan?
I would have no problem with our doing it on the 30th when we meet for the five-year plan. You have any problem with that? You think we could do that morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, on the 30th, and so, Ms. Tina, if you'll be sure everybody gets sheets before then.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about September the 30th, right?
Mm-hmm. September the 30th. It's a good time to do that. I also need to remind everybody who has to make a report, mm-hmm. that those need to be in by 2 p.m. Kind of put that on your calendar on the Friday before the meeting is the next Thursday. If they're not here by 2 p.m., Ms. Tina can't get them copied and out to us so we have time to look over them. And I don't like coming here if I've not seen reports before I get here. So just put that on your calendar. And I know sometimes things happen, but you ought to be able to email them in and get them here by 2 p.m. on Tuesday before we meet.
Friday
before we meet the following Thursday. We have been invited to send a person by Governor Haslam to the Japanese American trade thing that will be happening in Greenville, South Carolina. So it is October the 22nd and the 24th, and we can talk about this more on the 30th of September when we come together, but we need to see if we cannot...
Where'd you say that was at?
It's in Greenville, South Carolina. Japan provides the largest amount of trade of any country that we deal with in the United States. So Governor Haslam has asked us to have somebody come. That's all I've got to say for now.
For now.
Yeah, but I've got other things. Oh, I can maybe get a phone number from you, too.
423.
Okay.
618. 6027.
Because I think the number I have is not...
That's probably...
Okay, I hush. So here we go. What's next? Update on trailer park.
Mr. Brackett and myself and Chief Tillery and Officer Hernandez went out there to Ms. Ramsey's mobile home park. A couple of the trailers are occupied and there is active work that appears to be done, being done by the residents there. The three vacant trailers, there is one up front, I believe it's lot three. We have condemned that trailer. Mr. Brackett has condemned that trailer. Ms. Ramsey acknowledged that the mobile home was beyond repair, and she said that she was just waiting for the fire department to destroy the structure. I'm working with Chief Brown now to get a tentative date to take down this residence. There's two other trailers in the packet. I have photos in there.
Which one is the one that's condemned?
The one that's condemned is the first picture with the blue tarp. Has exposed rock, wiring, and there's also several soft spots inside as far as the floor. These other two, Ms. Ramsey has asked for 60 days that she plans on refurbishing these two trailers. These trailers have been tagged as far as uninhabitable. In 60 days, we will go back out to take a look to see if there is any progress made. If there is not, what we have advised her is that we will move forward with condemning those two mobile homes. But since she has asked, and like I said, we can see some work that the residents have done inside, I'd like to give her that opportunity to get them back up to code. And if she's able to do that, then that solves the issue that we're having right now.
Will the 60 days be up?
We issued that order on 9/11. So it'll be 11/11, roughly. And then the one with the tarp that has been condemned, it is marked as condemned. And I'm not sure if y'all have this, but this is what's been placed on the other two residences. Does anybody have any questions for me in reference to that or for Mr. Brackett?
Any kind of action here?
No, ma'am. Not right now. I just kind of want to give y'all an update as far as the progress, what we're doing, trying to resolve this issue. Ms. Ramsey had advised that she was going to be here tonight, so I have Mr. Brackett here in case we have any questions or y'all have any questions that I'm not unable to answer.
These trailers occupied now?
No, sir. The three that the condemned and the two that are uninhabitable, they are vacant. And that's kind of one of the reasons with the two that we're willing to work with her, since there is nobody in there and she...
How many occupied trailers are there?
Two. No, sir. Three, if I remember correctly. One of the mobile homes was in relatively good shape. It was clean. The second one is work, and she has been working, has a game plan for what she's wanting to do. And the third one was, it was in process of being repaired. And so there is some work going on out there.
What's the condition of the outside as far as grass?
She had it cut. As we advised her that I would notify her prior to us coming out, the grass was cut. As far as I know, the sewer complaints that we had, we did not find any sewer that was evident to us. The ground was fairly, you know, wet just from the rains we had. But I mean, there's no soft spots, nothing that indicated that there is raw sewage there.
Any other questions? Chestnut Street.
I've had the opportunity, Mr. Lochte, I'm probably going to turn the floor over to you here in just a few minutes. With Mr. Hunley, with the Park Public Works, myself, we've met with both the Marion County Road Department and also with Mr. Lochte to look at a couple of roads, including North Chestnut. We've had a complaint about road conditions on Incline. And also on about the 1500 block of North Main Street was added. Looking at Incline, if you'll look at the pictures, the road is starting to wash out from underneath. There's quite a few spots there. One spot in particular, I know there's not great depth on these photos, but there's one that's about 6 inches of dirt that is our foundation that has been washed out. In that the asphalt's overhanging. There's a couple of spots with huge potholes on the easement. There are several concerns dealing with the drainage. Also with North Main is we have some areas that are washing out right across from West Maryland, if I remember correctly. And there's also a portion that has been cut out I guess to either put a tile or for whatever reason that has yet to be paved. And so we're looking at having to take care of those three. If you'll look at the repair cost estimate for all three, both Lochte's and Marion County are roughly the same, you know, between 13 to 14,000. Incline Road varies. What I also put at the bottom is we're looking at between 23,000, about $20,000 to $23,000 to repair. In our Highway Street Department outlay for this year, all we budgeted was $12,934, and that goes for all street repairs. We have $25,000 in capital outlay that was originally earmarked for the building next door. And so we do have some reserve.
So that's something that can be postponed?
The building next door, yes, ma'am. We were planning on holding off on doing that. But these road repairs, my main concern right now is the roadway being undermined. That's where my concern is right now, and I think that's where our priority needs to be. North Chestnut does need repaving along with North Hemlock in sections, but I think right now that we're going to need to hold off until next budget year unless we can find a grant or something else. Vice Mayor Nunley and I have also driven out there, and he's visually inspected it also.
So which one of these three are you saying need to be the top?
For me, I would say Incline Road is my priority right now.
So the North Chestnut, is that the cost from East Michigan all the way to Steve Atterton's house?
Yes, ma'am.
That
it's 600
little strip of road there?
Yes, ma'am. I think it's 600, I think Lochte's has it at 660 feet by 14 feet wide. And then the Marion County Road Department, they just put down that they're going to need 122 tons of, they call it C-mix. We thought it was coal mix, but it is a type of hot mix.
So what's the difference? Is that like gravel that has gravel in it? the hot mix?
I'm not 100% sure on that, to be honest with you.
Okay. I just wondered what the difference was. I didn't know.
So he might be able to answer that.
What's the difference in it?
I wouldn't use C-Mix, honey. It's $3 or $4 a ton cheaper, but it's more for a base. You've already got a base down, and you just need topping.
That's probably why the other one we had them done didn't do right.
So, what are you saying we're going to do here? You want us want done? We'll have to take a bid on this first one?
Yes, ma'am. It'll have to be a sealed bid.
Yes.
Sealed bid, but what about the second one?
Just have to get.
If we do it together, we will have to do a sealed bid together. If we separate them, do one now and one later on this year, it's below the $5,000.
You just have to get competitive bids.
But the incline, I'm looking, it says $7,800.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you saying it's two separate projects?
No, ma'am. I thought you were talking about incline and M50.
So we'll have to have a sealed bid for that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But not for the North Main Street?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. So we can go ahead and do that now, but with this $25,000 from not proceeding with the building this year, we would have sufficient funds without having to go into any of that.
Yes, ma'am. We will have a total of $37,000, roughly $38,000. Okay. We could, in fact, do all three projects. But like I said, it's with what's been budgeted as far as street aid, having the just under $13,000 is all that we've put towards repaving. The $25,000 does give us a little bit of reserve that we can use. In any way, I think these roads need to be repaired. It's just, I think there's going to be some that are more of a priority, and we do need to fix while we can fix it, while it's still roughly cheap.
What about the money that was transferred from the industrial part? Was that earmarked for
It just went into the restricted cash account. It's just restricted for whatever purposes. It's actually going to be just like whatever the restricted cash is. It can only be for capital outlay, for emergencies, or investment, and it all has to be approved by the board.
If we start dipping into that,
that's what I was saying. I just
didn't know where it had. But see, this, you're talking about the road. We budgeted $25,000, but we can't afford that right now. Right. You're gonna have to wait till the tax dollars, the property taxes and stuff starts coming in.
I was noticing people are not paying up.
Well, the new property taxes, we actually got our tax roll and stuff in this week, and the new bills will go out in October for 2017. So usually between October to February the 28th, usually November, December, January, and February are good. That's where we get most of our tax money in, which we really have collected. We don't really have a lot of receivables left in taxes as far as
from last year.
From last year and over the last 10 years, though.
I think we should do all three of them while we're doing them. They got the equipment here. It'd be cheaper. Get them done.
And you, of all the roads that are in our city limits, these are the three priorities?
These are the three that I have received citizen reports about. I'm about halfway through with the roads. So far, these three are the, and North Hemlock would be the fourth one. Those are the ones that I found in the worst condition. What I was planning on doing is hopefully tomorrow we'll go back out and finish the roads. Ideally, what I'd like to do is have a report ready for y'all when we start working on the five-year plan, to where we can start looking at
how much to budget each,
how to budget and start prioritizing these roadways. That's kind of what I would prefer to do. But there's no doubt right now that these three are in need of repair.
And definitely this incline.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the one that's falling in.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that and North Main are both starting to be undermined. If I remember correctly, this is we're in a position that we can fix it before it gets a lot worse, and a lot more problem.
Go ahead and.
The main is under the.
Get North Main done.
Yes, ma'am.
Because we wouldn't even have to do, we got two bids, I mean, we got two competitive bids, we've got one from the county and one from him. So we could go ahead and have that done.
So what do you need here? You need some kind of motion?
Yes, ma'am, I will, because this is over the $1,000, is if we're approving, North Main, or any of these projects.
Let's do one at a time, okay?
North Main, I will need a motion in.
Do I hear a motion that we authorize our, city manager to contract to have repairs made to the 1500 block of North Main Street?
I'd like to.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, all right.
And then, the other two is, I will go ahead and put a request for a sealed bid.
But you don't need a motion for that?
No.
No, ma'am. And then once the bid comes in, then I will present it back with the commission and, we can kind of plan out.
Can I have a copy of that?
Oh, which one?
Of the bid thing, or the, I'm gonna put it with the thing.
Okay.
Whenever we get him to do the Main Street.
Okay. Update on.
And we are going with Lofties, right, on the main?
Yes.
Do I hear a motion that we go with Lofties?
I make a motion.
I make a motion, we go with Lofties.
I'll second.
Do we all second that? Yes.
That's okay on the main, so whenever you get ready.
We need to say something nice about Lofties too, because everything they have done for us has been top quality.
Hey, we called them on Labor Day.
And it holds up.
And they brought a load of gravel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunday.
We would give you a star, but.
Just give him a pat on the back.
We'll give him as many pats on the back.
You can come by at lunch tomorrow, we're cooking hamburgers with Peach.
Oh.
There you go.
There you go.
What time is this hamburger being fed?
11:00.
Hopefully between around 11:00.
By 11:00, Mel.
We'll feed you.
Okay. Senior Center Grant.
We are still, in limbo with the grant,
That's the housing grant.
Yes, ma'am. We haven't heard anything further, and like I said, it's, it'll probably be this way until December.
Oh, yeah. Federal government does not move in any rapid manner.
No, it does not. It's weird being with the settlement money, because I don't know.
Yeah.
If they have, the court's used to doing it, or, you know, kind of what they're gonna want set up, or what they're looking for, so.
Or who's doing it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we have an invoice here, which everybody got in their packet, for repairs to the fire truck. So do I hear, a motion to approve the payment of this?
I make a motion, we pay.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, likewise. All right, so.
I would like to thank you all for your response with that, I apologize, but losing a truck, we don't, we need to get it repaired as quickly as possible. But I do appreciate everybody responding back.
All right, so approval of transfer of funds from restricted to general, what is that?
That was the email I had sent, the cushion, the email I sent was on August 29th. What we're looking at doing is moving $50,000 from restricted cash. Currently, in our general fund budget, we have around $14,750. We were cutting the check to Moss Motors. Right now, during this period of time, is our lean time for tax revenue getting in. The money that was spent last year, the cushion is kind of, is gone. And so what we're wanting to do is move the $50,000, from restricted to, general fund, and then that money will be replaced as the tax revenue comes in. By no means, we still have over $500,000 in restricted cash. with another $200,000 in other investments, so.
We just want to let you know what's going on. And I'm going to move it back into there as soon as tax money comes, starts coming back in.
So it'll be replaced?
It'll be replaced, back into, because it can't be used for that. It doesn't have to have the approval from you guys.
And no doubt Tina is the.
I will move it.
Is the money hall, let me tell you.
I will move it back.
Don't mess with Tina.
Auditors.
I was going to say, so it can't be used for that, but we.
Well, it can be used, but anything that we move it for, it has to be approved by the board. But then I have your approval to move it with a stipulation that I move it back, I pay it back out of tax proceeds.
Because it's not one of those three things.
Yes.
And one of the main things is it's on the record with the minutes, and as we, when we move it back over, is.
So it doesn't look like we're hiding something from you guys or from the auditors.
So do I hear a motion that we allow this transfer?
You guys.
May allow it.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, let me know by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, likewise. All right. You answered my question. I was going to ask some questions about the sales tax and the property tax. You answered that, but on page 5, where did this park grant come from?
Yeah, I saw that, $50,000.
It's just, on page 5, is it? 3, 4, 5, okay.
Park and Recreation Grant.
It's, we were hoping that we could apply for another one after we got, we just now got that one, you know, fixed with the thing. So I hadn't got with Sam Saeed to see what we were going to try to apply for another one. That's why I budgeted for it, because I'm hoping we can get something that would help us with the walking track or something. So I went ahead and budgeted for it. I'd rather have it in there than not have it in there, and then we'd get one. So that's, we had to wait till the other one was closed, so. He's been looking for us some grants, so hopefully he'll find us something.
And we met with Sam, what, on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Looking at other grant possibilities, so both fire department, police department, and with the municipal over parks.
Can you ask him about Blue Cross Blue Shield has grants for healthy things, healthy initiatives? Can he look into something?
I'll get in contact with them and ask them.
Just on a side note, I got a response from TML. We have been awarded the TML safety grant. We can spend, it's a 50-50 match. We spend $3,000, we get $1,500 back. So I'm working with the various departments and getting some safety equipment and stuff to spend for that. Just let you know.
All right.
Do we have an update on the multimodal grant?
I hadn't heard from them.
I mean, the grant study or any of that stuff?
They said that the study was complete. It's in process of being made. The last email I saw, I believe, said December.
Yeah.
I'm still figuring it's going to be January, February before we start.
Before we get started.
Before construction starts. And hopefully that doesn't coincide with other.
Yeah.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Okay. Anybody have questions they want to ask about the police department report?
He does have something he wants to discuss with you guys. If anybody doesn't know, this is our new police chief.
I've been working with city manager Ms. Green on replacing the uniforms that we are currently using. Where I come from, I'm kind of an old school type police officer with new thoughts. I would like to go to something that's more traditional. The problem is that this stuff is not cheap. I have money in the budget for uniforms, but I have located a vendor who will outfit all of my officers with 3 complete uniforms, including all the name tags and everything. Total cost $1,286. Since that's over $1,000, I'd like to ask for your approval before to purchase these uniforms so that we can have a more professional appearance out here on the street. And these uniforms that we've got are kind of worn now anyway, so.
And he did include in your packet.
Yeah, uniform
sheet
breakdown.
Warehouse prices.
Yes.
Do we have, do they clean their own, or do we still go through the vendor to have them clean?
No, they clean their own. You're thinking about Larry and him when we used to do that. We don't do that uniform stuff anymore.
If y'all want to see the uniforms, they're They appear to be pretty decent quality.
He actually modeled for us today. He was kind of spiffy in it there.
All right. Everybody's had a chance to look over his proposal. Do I hear a motion that we allow this purchase?
I'll make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
I'll second it, okay.
Everybody in favor, let me know.
Everybody wants to have a good uniform.
Thank you.
All righty. All right, anybody have any questions they want to ask about his report? All right, anybody have any questions you want to ask the fire department about their report?
I'd just like to say, Mayor, I appreciate everything the fire department done during Labor Day. They've done a lot of work down there.
They've done a lot of work all over the community. They cleaned up the football stands at the high school. They worked like dogs at Labor Day.
Rodeo.
The rodeo.
It's been a great partnership.
I believe we can give them a gold star.
We'll pay Jones too tomorrow.
Do you have anything you want to say, Chief?
We're doing good. We have a good time, but...
I believe you do have a good time. All right, anybody have any questions they want to ask about the library report? And notice that our librarian has been chosen for some special training that the state will pay for the regional library. So, any library questions? All right. Senior citizen report. PJ, you have something. You didn't get a written...
No, I didn't have a whole lot. I do deliver now to 16 clients, so for last month, we served 673 meals between driving them to the people and at the center. And we made $400 in our cook, so I'm proud of that.
Whoa, that's good.
We're bringing in a little bit of income.
Anything anybody want to ask?
No, but I did want to say about the library.
Okay.
I think the Sundrop shirts were a big hit. So I saw people all over wearing them.
Oh, yeah.
They really loved them. And it looked like you did, yeah, you did very well on that.
People still want them, but Dr. Pepper says they don't have them anymore. Of course, Dr. Pepper's kind of on my hit list because they didn't do the order right.
That's okay.
I will not be on Dr. Pepper today. All right. Anything, Jim, you want to add to your park board report?
Well, I just appreciate everybody that helped, and I appreciate everybody that came. I thought we had an outstanding celebration, outstanding parade. Everybody that I run into said it was great. We're just looking forward to next year to do it again.
Bigger and better. For our planning commission, we did not meet. We have some items to come up, and that has to be rescheduled. Neighborhood nuisance.
I think for right now, as far as additional or new properties, right now we're just trying to clean up the ones that we've already identified. I'm hoping, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, is we will be able to take down another structure. And then we'll start the process over again, start working with the owners and getting the properties cleaned up or refurbished or what they need to do. But it seems most of the homeowners are working, and we're trying to work with as many folks as we can.
Any questions about neighborhood nuisance? All right, we're going to approve the second reading of Ordinance 338. This is just to amend the budget to be what it ended up.
Yeah, what I sent to the auditors.
What the auditors have.
Mm-hmm. And they are working on our audit right now, so hopefully we'll get it back faster than we get.
Is there a motion that we approve this amended annual budget?
Make a motion to approve it.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All righty. I wonder if next month, our meeting night would fall during fall break, and I bet it's your fall break too.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if we could change our meeting from the second Thursday to the third Thursday, or...
Because I don't think I'm the same week as Mary yet.
Or we could do it on a Tuesday.
Yeah, my fall break is that the 19th.
That whole week?
Yeah.
No, we gotta have them out. We really have to have them out in between. Yes, maybe.
Well, we don't have to have one, but I mean, if there's something pressing come up, we would need to.
Talking about the 18th?
Well, the 19th of October.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going somewhere?
Don't know yet. Still working on that.
So can we do it the fourth Thursday? That'd be too late.
Then we're gonna have another, turn around and have another one.
But it'd be...
What about the first Thursday?
I don't have any problem with the first Thursday.
I'd rather do the first Thursday than the fourth Thursday, because then we're gonna...
Fifth of October, does anybody have a problem with the fifth? Do we need a motion to do that?
Yes.
All right, do I hear a motion that we meet on the fifth of October rather than the 12th?
And I'll put it in the paper and...
Do I hear a second?
Change the sign.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
So we'll meet October the fifth.
I did put it in everybody's packet, they should've gone visit, tell us how much we made and what we spent.
I thought that was very impressive.
If I,
Particularly since last year, didn't we just take in $1,600?
Says 15, 16, or something like that, I can't remember. And just an update, I called the MTSC about our charter, because they're recodifying it. It's actually in legal review right now. She said as soon as they got it out of legal review, that they'd be sending it back to us. Then we have, we'll probably have to have a couple of, at least one special committee, because we got so many days that we have to pass it, so...
Do we know when that training is? That's usually at Sulphur Springs in the fall. Have you seen anything on that?
The Development District training.
No, I hadn't heard, I hadn't looked.
I hadn't seen anything.
I hadn't seen anything on that.
That's usually in October, somewhere for that?
I hadn't seen anything. Like changing the website too.
We won't be able to get our reports in that quickly, because I don't get my statistics in that first, the first is on the Sunday.
Well, we just hold off on that month, and you can give it to us all of it in November.
Just want you to know, we wouldn't be...
We'll take your reports in November. Anything else when you come before this body?
I just have a couple of things, real quick. First, with the library, the state is wanting to, between $50 and $100, for the fee. Is that all right? If, I've talked to the library board and talked with the library, and as the report states, they're not able to cover it. And so...
To get it over and done with.
I'll make a motion.
All right, do I hear a second to Terry's motion?
I'll second.
Oh, wait.
We got a new one.
Hold on a second. Go ahead, all in favor?
Hold on, who had a motion?
He motioned, he seconded.
And who seconded?
Micah.
Who made the motion? You made it.
Terry.
Okay.
Have a motion, a second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, now let's hear from our veterans.
Me and Sharon been working on this paperwork for Tina.
I'm sorry, it ain't me, I promise.
For money for the veterans party, so we got hold of Audi. Right here is what he gave us, and it's something we had to have.
That needs to go to Carl.
Did you see it?
We're gonna give it to Tina.
Yeah, did you ask our auditors if it was all right?
I emailed Amanda, I got the email. That is all required.
That's all I needed then.
That right there, this other stuff by QuickBooks, all this stuff paying for a major auditor and all that stuff. Murray, it's not required, that's all they require.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. That's all I needed, whatever they said is what I told you, that's what I wanted. Okay, that's fine.
So we're good about that, and trust us, come...
No, I don't, I just need something that whatever the audit says, auditor says, it's fine.
As per the state of Tennessee audit.
Okay, okay. I seen, I just didn't look at it.
Next Labor Day, we'll have our signs.
Yeah. I appreciate you working with us.
Every day we appreciate what you've done, what you have done, and what you continue to do. All right, is there anything else that needs to...
I have two more things. One of the things that we're trying to do right now is kind of bigger and better. And so we are starting to work with, or start planning on the next Labor Day celebration and trying to bring in some different bands. Rocky Brown has sent us an email that we are talking to... y'all, I apologize for not having them.
While you're looking that up, one thing I would really like to see happen next Labor Day is that all the awarded things happen when everybody can attend.
Yes, ma'am.
I was at the mud thing. That was a real eye-opener for me. And there was a ton of people there, and they were whiny because they didn't get to see Miss Whitwell and who won all that, you know,
the barbecue,
and
yes,
all
ma'am.
That kind of stuff. So if we could just kind of think ceremonies.
It was a learning experience for us. And it's one that I know I speak for myself and I probably with everybody else. That is an issue I love having, is that we have
absolutely.
So much going on that we need to plan things a little bit better. The turnout was just awesome. But what we're trying to do is...
let me say one other thing, too. The only young thing I heard said, if we have a theme and we're judging floats, they need to follow the theme.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay.
I got kind of eaten alive about that three or four places, and I said, you want to judge next year? That's what I told them. But I think if we could...
Yeah, we just maybe need to tell them they has to follow that.
I thought it was funny.
The turnout. It was nice pulling into the park, and they're like,
wonderful.
Well, the last float has just left.
Oh, it's great.
Well, I do have to say, the City of Whitwell barbecue was awesome.
Ken did a great job.
Yes, he did.
Ken's a good cook.
I never got over there to try.
I didn't get none because I wasn't there, but it was good.
I'm telling
you,
the whole thing was just...
And by the way, we are now we are on the KCB circuit.
Yay.
And so we will do a sanctioned event probably early spring. But the great thing I liked is if we can have that event as successful as what we've done with rodeo and Labor Day is... The other towns are doing this, it's bringing in close to $300,000 in revenue. So it's something.
There is one thing I forgot.
One more.
Whitwell High School's fishing team.
Yeah.
They are met the 23rd, 24th, that weekend. There's the big statewide national fishing tournament coming here. They need some sponsorship money.
Yes, ma'am.
So, can we give them at least $250 for their...
Are they going to put a sign or something?
Well, I'm sure we'll have a sign.
Because that way I can't do it as donation, I can do it as advertisement.
Okay.
Because I got money in my budget for advertisement, not
donations. Don't we have a sign we can take down there?
I'm sure we do.
We can find one.
Yeah. I will say, just for your information, Jasper approved $750 to the team.
Well, Jasper has more money than the City of Whitwell.
They got more money than we'll ever have.
And I was supposed to say, too, whatever we do, we need to thank, because it's setting a precedent, you know, if we have another club that...
They want to do it, too.
We want to make sure that we treat everybody fairly.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Last year,
we did it for
the school, when the softball went to state and when the bass tournament team went to state, is we pitched in $250 for each one.
This is projected to bring 3,000 people
yes,
to Marion County.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not they're here eating in the city or purchasing their gas here, if it's in the county, we're still benefiting.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
As the finance director, I say we can afford $500 if you agree with it.
I make a motion we give them $500.
But if we can afford $500, I'm all up in the $500.
Yeah, I'll say.
Who made the motion?
That's our kids.
But the bass fishermen are from the Whitwell High School.
Yes, ma'am.
And there are six of them from Marion County High that comes to Whitwell.
Right, to fish.
Yeah.
The coaches are Whitwell area coaches. They're the best guys.
I think they combined the teams.
Okay, Terry motion, Micah seconded.
$500.
$500. All in favor, say aye. Opposed, no. So I will have Juanita Powell get in touch.
Two things left.
Okay.
And then we're, that I promised, the one.
You're awful needy tonight.
I know. One of the.
I didn't have that written down.
What Rocky in the park commission has talked about is trying to lock in a ban. There's two Christian bands that we're looking at, bringing in that typically it's a 4-hour concert and they usually bring in 500 people. We need to lock them in. We are under a time constraint.
Are you talking about for price in the park?
Yes, ma'am. And what we're.
How much?
What we're kind of talking about right now is doing a all day or Saturday, Sunday and Monday events. Kind of like what we're having the concert on Saturday, and this is still up in the air. It hasn't been. The cost for them is $23.50. It's $10 a head for somebody to come in here, and they bring the crowd, is what she's saying. What if we go under a time constraint? What I'm asking is permission to go ahead and. If it's above the $1,000, is that we can lock them in. I'll send you an email, kind of like I did with the repairs, and then nothing gets voted on and nothing gets paid until it comes back for the commission.
Who's the grant?
That's what I don't know.
And what's
Todd, do you remember the?
What's their, I mean, what have they produced in the past?
Calling Glory is one of the names.
But have they, do they have a proven, I can get people there record somewhere they've been that we can call and ask about? And that's a lot of money.
Yes, ma'am. And that's something.
I'm with you.
This was brought up to us today of trying to get this set. And so if we're trying to get a band locked in for next year to go the bigger and the better, what I'm asking for is just some flexibility that without any money exchange in hands is that I can go ahead and lock them in, notify y'all, or try to get you the information as soon as possible. And then the next commission meeting, once the park committee has an opportunity to vote, is approach y'all and then have the commission vote to finalize it.
I think that's a bottom line.
Yes.
I mean, we have enough local people and local area.
Yes, ma'am.
Sharon can sign.
Yeah, we have that talent here.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a lot of money.
I think you could probably pull from.
And I think that's a lot to spend and not with, you know, well, we had success, but we need to start smaller. We don't want to be like we was at Summerfest.
No.
I know.
Praise in the park this year, and that's one thing.
It's not usually a crowd bringer.
We talked about it, but.
Well, maybe that's something that, since we know it's kind of a smaller group, that's something we could work on, mm-hmm. like working with the local churches and the singers in the area about getting them booked for
yes,
that.
Yes,
you know, ahead of time. Did we
make any kind of charge for praise?
This valley's full,
no man.
Yeah.
But you're saying if we get these $2,300 people, we would.
We're not necessarily going with the $2,300.
I know, but if we pay somebody, we're going to charge people to come to praise.
Yes, ma'am. And like I said, with what Rocky has presented is these folks have brought in. A steady crowd. I have not had a chance to go on YouTube and watch them.
I'd like to see something from.
Okay.
And not that I'm doubting Rocky, because I know she's diligent.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'd like to see some actual numbers.
Okay.
You know,
yes, ma'am.
They were at Jasper and they brought in 200 people or whatever.
Yes, ma'am.
Because that's a lot of money for Whitwell, Tennessee.
Yes, ma'am.
To pay for a group. I mean, we've got Eric Dempsey's group, and we've got Airline, and
to me, if we're not doing a lot on Sunday, I think the money should all be concentrated on the Labor Day itself.
Yeah, I agree.
I advise them I would bring it up and run it by y'all.
So, let's hear from the rest of them.
I agree. I think we need to work up with that if we ever.
Okay.
We could do that, but maybe not right now.
Okay.
Or for next year, I mean. But that's what I think.
Jim.
I think we could get out of that.
Terry.
I feel the same way. We got local talent here that goes places and sings stuff that come to our park and sing.
That's a lot of money.
How many actual people did we have come to praise him?
We brought in like $200 and, concessions.
And that was just concessions.
That's concessions.
Concessions.
That was hamburgers and hot dogs.
I know.
I don't have any.
Ice cream.
Yeah, we did.
On Sunday?
Can I make?
No, we didn't have ice cream on Sunday.
No, we didn't. No.
I know when I went.
No, that was just hamburgers and hot dogs, and I think that was pretty good.
At the time I went there, there was nobody.
There wasn't hardly anybody there.
Can I make a quick suggestion maybe for next year so that we know how many we're getting and stuff? What if we do tickets, you know, the little red tickets or blue, like, you know, you get when you do a drawing?
Yes, sir.
And maybe even you could do a drawing. I'm just saying some small.
Little prize.
What you can come up with, but, you know, and that way we could count, we would know what count if many people.
I know.
You know, in the ballpark.
Yeah, how many comes?
Well, we're starting to plan for the, you know, we have chili cook-off, but there are plans. One big thing is we want to kind of have more of a focal point for people to come in to where we can't keep track of folks coming in and also collect the gate fees, and that way everybody has a good time and we reinvest back into the park. But that's, as far as the park goes, there is one other matter I need all the commissioners to help me with. If y'all will come up front, and I'll be right back.
They're what? Are we following?
You're coming up here. You're in trouble.
Yeah, come too. Yes.
Call on the carpet.
Now you feel like you're in school, don't you?
I bet he can't give a lie.
Nah, nobody can give the eye like you can. And Leah said to tell you she was thinking about you.
Would you like to present this?
Oh, I don't know, Willa. City of Whitwell, presented to Jeff Humley in appreciation of for your dedication and support. So get up and get this plaque.
That's Maverick there.
I will say that Labor Day would not have gone off as well as it did without all the work that he put in.
Or the rodeo.
Sure. Or the rodeo.
Without.
He single-handedly fixed the ice cream machine.
Now, there are tons of people. Here's the vice mayor up here also.
Yep, sir.
Who work like dogs, and we know that.
Here, put them in the middle.
But as a continuous thing,
needs to be in the middle.
Get on the other side, Jim.
Get in the middle.
We can't even see you. Hey, we can't even see you.
Well, we sure were safe.
Yeah, we're safe.
Oh, jeez. Gotcha.
I'd like to give him a round of applause for all the work that he's done. I do appreciate y'all's help.
Everybody worked for that out of the farm, probably.
We'll feed you tomorrow too, Berta.
What can we eat?
Oh, I gotta go with you.
Now what? Is that it?
I believe that's it for me.
One announcement.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Announcement coming tomorrow. Support your boys. Going for 5-0.
Yes,
Whittle
sir.
Tigers.
That's homecoming.
Right. Homecoming tomorrow.
Come out and support
them. Oh, is tomorrow homecoming?
Tomorrow's homecoming.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
And Marcy's girls in homecoming court.
Oh, we got
good game last week. We got one team to beat in the regular schedule if we
who's
beat
that?
Them. South Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
We beat them, I think.
Who are we playing tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Lookout Valley. If we can beat them, I think we'll probably going to stay.
What do you mean, if?
Well, I hope.
When?
They're just as good.
When?
Yeah.
Not if.
It would be a very good game, I'm telling
you. We're looking good this year.
I did not realize it was homecoming. I have to get that. All right. Anything else?
Don't forget the Holocaust.
I'm bailing.
Oh, tomorrow, this butterfly.
Monday.
Monday.
Monday at 1.
1:15.
1:15.
I believe. They're dedicating this butterfly monument that the lady has made and sent to us and paid to have put up and so on and so forth, so. And I think that morning they're dedicating the piano. They had the piano, the grand piano that's been at Whitwell High School for 100 years refurbished, and they're dedicating it to the memory of Joanne Conrad. So I think that's at 10:30. Look on their website if you need to see what it is.
Thanks, sir.
All righty. Anything else, Micah?
I was going to say my motion was adjourned.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Do I hear a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so are you going to...